Nebraska Extension Almanac.
The impending shutdown of a meat packing plant in Lexington has been in the headlines recently. The upcoming closure could mean thousands of jobs lost and have a major impact on the local community. Extension specialist Elliot Dennis takes a look at some of the issues surrounding the closure.
So a lot of the basic information has kind of been out there about the type, the size of the plant, the kind of the importance to not only the cattle feeders around there, but the community at large. And so a lot of people have been questioning, like, why Tyson, why Lexington, what this means in the short run for cattle prices and what this means potentially long term for the cattle industry. I think the fact that it was coming off kind of some turbulent times anyways, when we think about kind of where we were at in the middle of October, prices were riding high. There was a lot of optimism in the market. Then we had the announcement about Argentina beef imports that kind of tumbled the market a little bit. And then this has kind of come on the back of that. So I think some people have been starting to question, what does the timing mean? How does this all affect industry? But one of the things that we can do is we can kind of look towards kind of the Holcomb, Kansas plant when that shut down in 2019, also a Tyson plant, and what that really meant for basically fed cattle prices and along the supply chain. And really what we saw there is we hit a bottom around 5 or 6 weeks as far as minimizing that. That hasn't been quite the case. The markets have reacted pretty strongly, especially this week. They've kind of rebounded. And I think that has a lot to do with really two things. First is we have kind of this lead up time. So it's not like we just lost the plant today. We can kind of ration those cattle out. And the second is we kind of know that the plant is going to close at a certain time. So I think those have kind of helped us kind of ration the cattle throughout. And as more of these kind of information comes forward over the next month or so, that we'll be able to kind of transition, I think, a lot more smoothly than when we had just a immediate, you know, shutdown of lost capacity.
A couple of the underlying reasons for the closure have focused on capacity and the efficiency of the company to handle processing beef cattle. Elliot says capacity issues play a major factor in the profitability of the overall operation.
It's hard to separate out what was specifically at a plant, but what we can look at is kind of either state-level numbers or national-level numbers, and then we can infer essentially what is processing capacity. The way that we can look at that two ways. We can look at kind of nameplate capacity, which is like when a plant's built, this is what it's basically running at, either a one shift or a two shift, and so we can kind of get an idea. And then we compare cattle kill to that, and then we can say where they're running at. Or what's been used is we can just look at kind of a rolling average, a 3-year rolling average, to say, what have they historically done, and then compare kind of deviations to that. When you look at nameplate capacity, you tended to see that they were operating at a little bit lower than nameplate capacity, so somewhere in the range of like 85% of total capacity. So think of either losing one shift or in some cases maybe running one dark day every other week. But if you look at kind of rolling capacity, that would suggest that they're running at maybe a little bit higher capacity. So I think that's why we've seen some of those different numbers. Is just what we're comparing. Is it what they were rated at, you know, when the plant was built, and then ultimately what they were actually killing. And the kill has a lot to do with, you know, Saturday or Sunday kill, depending upon cattle. And ultimately, even though they're killing cattle, what we're thinking about is how much does it cost to kill one animal or harvest one animal at a plant. And each plant, depending upon how they're set up and how they're run and the flow of cattle, really determines kind of that unit cost or the, you know, variable cost to process one animal through that plant.
Elliot will follow up on the issue of capacity in a future Almanac program. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.